Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio here with three very happy seniors from the Pella girls tennis team. They make it as a team to state, which, say that late June or even after the season last year, didn't even know if that was a possibility, but here you are dominating your way to the final eight of Class 1A. Claire, I'll start with you. This obviously meant a lot to you. Very emotional after this. Put into words what this means to you to be able to go back with this group.
I feel like coming out of the last season, nobody really expected us to kind of show out this year. And we brought up five different completely new girls. And I feel like that really just showcases how much talent and dedication we really have to this team. And I feel like last year really empowered us to get grinding early in the season. And I feel like our coaches have been pushing us a ton. And I don't know, we're just a family, so it's just so special. And, of course, our three other girls that were on the team last year had to hand out all the medals and banners, and I feel like that just, we're just a big family, and it means a lot.
Well, and Sid, you had to wait your turn, right? Some of those great players are here that you had to wait and you practiced against. Same thing for you, Kaitlyn. What does it mean now to be able to show yourself here and to put your hand finally in this pot, so to speak?
It's so exciting. I mean, like Claire said, it's all a family. And so I knew that, like, my time would come, and it was nothing but love for those girls and support being in that alternate position last year. But to just compete and be able to, you know, win my own match this year was just a surreal feeling, and I'm very grateful to be a part of it.
Well, and Kaitlyn, I mean, what does that say about all the things that you learned over the last couple of years, right? We didn't get to see you so much in varsity, but here you are in these huge matches, and a lot of years have gone to third set tiebreakers and all the above. How did that shape you into the player that made you ready for today?
Yeah, I think it really made me very, like, mentally tougher, I would say. Like, not, like, today, I felt very just calm and with that peace, like, with, like, my game and, like, being comfortable, like, cheering on, like, my teammates, making it feel like a family, like Claire and Sydney have said. And I think it just, like, builds confidence, and, like, just knowing that we all have each other's back, it's just been a great season so far.
Well, not only has the team made its way to state, but individuals have as well. And that goes to show maybe just how good individually each of you have become as players. And Claire, for you, you're jumping into the singles bracket here in a little bit against some of the best players in the state. How fun is that for you, knowing that 3 or 4 years ago you weren't even sure you're going to play tennis? Now here you are with a chance to compete for a top four spot.
Yeah, I'm pumped to kind of showcase my talent at the end of May. I'm really glad that I let my dad kind of influence me to start playing tennis, because I feel like tennis is kind of a different realm, so to speak, other than as opposed to other sports. So, like we said, family, and like the sport just means a lot, and the girls mean a lot to me. So I feel like I'm just super proud of all of us. Yeah.
Well, in Sydney, you guys had to fight to get your way there. It was definitely a battle on a much warmer day than when we're talking today. But how cool is that, that a year ago you're an alternate in the team state, now you have a chance to be in two state tournaments?
It's super exciting, and there's no one else I'd rather be going in doubles with than my best friend, Kaitlyn. And so that's just super exciting. And just to have her on the court with me gives me a whole nother sense of peace, and just knowing, like, we got this together. And so I'm just super happy.
And Kaitlyn, similar question. Just, I imagine, hard to envision maybe as a freshman, especially with all that talent ahead of you, but now here you are, you get to represent Pella High School on your way out the door. How cool is that?
Yeah, like Sydney said, there's no one else I'd rather go into it with. We played together all 4 years, and like our friendship only helps us, with especially with that communication piece on the court, and I'm super excited to see what we can bring to that tournament.
Well, it feels like, Claire, we're playing with house money now, right? Defending champions, no one expected you to be here. You got two state tournaments to prepare for, obviously soccer working, you're working on as well, but what's it going to take for this Pella tennis team to put itself into a position to do something special again this year?
I feel like the biggest piece is probably confidence. We know what we can do, we know what we're capable of, and we showcased that last year against Xavier. So I feel like knowing that we have our shots, knowing we have our strokes, and just being stronger mentally than the other team, and we're ready for it.
Well, for doubles, the two of you will get to travel, but for the rest of the way, there's a possibility you get to play for a state championship right here at these new, beautiful home courts. How exciting is that, that the road to the championship goes through Pella High School?
Well, it's just so exciting, especially because, like, the community support in tennis is just exceptional. And, like, even this morning, there were a ton of people out here just blowing the courts for us just so that we were able to play today. And it just speaks to what this community, how much they believe in us and how much they support us. And so to be able to hopefully just compete for that state title right here in our home, nothing is better than that.
Regardless, Kaitlyn, what does it mean to know that your final high school tennis moment will be on this court? How important that is that, and cool that it gets to be in the city limits in a state championship format?
Yeah, I think it's just a special environment that we have here with the amount of courts, and just like Sydney said, the community, everyone loves to come out and support us. Just having that support, like, gives us, like, confidence and all that stuff just to want it that much more.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun. There's still season left for Claire Smock, Sydney Namaga, and Keitelin Plate. They are your state qualifiers from Pella, both in doubles and singles and as a team. Ladies, congratulations. So awesome to talk to you today, and I look forward to seeing you playing two blocks from my house for the rest of the season. Thank you.
Thank you.